Joshua the Swords with Dreams. Joshua, chapter 1, verses 3-8. Let us turn to a book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 3-8. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you, do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. We leave the history of this year that would not come back again, and we prepare for the new year. Whether you have lived well this year or not, I hope that you will erase the time of past. There is a saying that forgetting is grace. There is no need to regret about the bitter memories of the past, and there is no need to get angry. Forgetting quickly is grace. Paul said in Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13, like this: Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will remember what is good and things to be thankful about, and that you will soar with dreams in the new year. Firstly, dreams are what we have, and the one that allows these dreams to come true is God. Dreams become goals and these become hope. If we live our lives without dreams, then it is the same as the person that does not have direction and the one that leaves without having a destination. It becomes a life that does not have a destination. Therefore, living with dreams is extremely important. Poor person needs to have dreams to be rich. Sick person needs to live with dreams of becoming healthy again. A person that has blocked career pathway needs to look up to God that has prepared way for that person. A person that fell down needs to have dreams to get up again. It is the same for our faith. Faith is like a bicycle. Like you need to keep pedaling when you ride a bicycle so that you will not fall down, likewise, we need to keep pedaling in faith so that you will soar with dreams. If we look at the Bible, when God blessed people, He gave them dreams first. When God blessed Abraham, He told him to look at the east, west, south and the north. I will give you and your descendants the land that you see. When God blessed Joseph, He showed Joseph the image of 11 piles of grain bowing down before Joseph. Elijah as well, when he prayed for the rain, on Mount Carmel, God showed him a cloud that is the size of a palm. When John was away on the island of Patmos, God showed a revelation to him about the future. God is the one that gives us dreams. A person of God opens up the spiritual eyes and looks up to the dreams of God. A person of dreams does not only look at the birds that fly, but looks up at God that made the birds. Not only a person sees at the beautiful flower, but looks up to God that made the flowers. When a person of God looks at another person, we see the vision of God that God wants to achieve through that person. So, it has been said that the people that do not have dreams will perish. Dreams become the goals and direction of life. So, we have decided to set our motto of our church for 2019 as the Youngin community that soars and illuminates the light. More than anything else, I hope that you will have dreams and set goals and begin the journey in the new year. Living with dreams and living without dreams are very different. If we have dreams, we will have hope. Even when we face difficulties, we will be able to have strength to endure difficulties. Our passage of today is about the story of Joshua that has been passed on the baton after Moses died. God first of all showed dreams to Joshua. A powerful leader Moses died, and he was the one that led a few hundred people for the past 40 years and led people in the wilderness. After the baton of Moses was passed on to Joshua, probably he did not know what to do and he would have lost confidence. If he thought about the people that complain a lot, leading these people to the land of Canaan would have given him a lot of stress and he would have been confident to do that. God knew this heart of Joshua already. And he showed him dreams first. Joshua, Like I was with Moses, I will be with you. Be strong and be confident. Only fix your eyes on God, then your pathway will be straight. I will be with you. God kept giving him visions. That is right. God is the one that gives us dreams. As you are about to close this year, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will set goals for the new year and have dreams that God gives you and that you will run like Joshua. God gave him two kinds of dreams. Let us look at verses 2 to 3. It says, Moses my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. God told him to continue on the journey without stopping. Verse 2 says, Moses my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. It says, Moses my servant is dead. Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. A saying that Moses is dead, meant that you go and lead these people from now on. God passed on the baton to Joshua. Who was the one that told them to go today? It was God. It is a promise that when God tells people to go, then it is a promise that God will take care of them. Going and believing in the promise of God is faith. Faith always requires us to challenge ourselves and it requires us to be adventurous. At all times, vision is what we have, and the one that allows it to come true is God. But, when God told Joshua to go, Joshua would have known what to do. He would have felt fearful, nervous, and he would not have been confident. Moses had extremely strong leadership, and he knew well how easily people complained, so how would he have been able to lead these people? But, God told this Joshua to go. Here, there was a special request of God which was important. It was faith. God required Joshua to show faith. What is faith? It is going and believing in the promise of God. Right now as well, God asks of us to show our faith continuously. The most important thing to us is faith that trusts God. When God tells us to go, there is a promise that He will take care of us. Like Joshua, that trusted in the promise of God and ran, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will cling on to the promise of God and act in faith as we approach the new year. If we go, believing in the promise of God, as shown in verse 3, God already gave them the land that people walked on with their foot. Verse 3 says, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. To Joshua that lost confidence and hesitated, God told him, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. He did not say that he will give him in the future, but it is a past tense, already has given him. The fact that the land has given to them, which they have set their foot, it is an extreme proposal of vision. The thing that Joshua had to do, was stepping on the land or promise of God. It is faith. Now there is no need to look back. If he looked back on the way towards Egypt that he already left from, then it would only delay his journey. Faith is facing the front only and running towards it. When the southern and northern sides of the U.S. had a battle, it has been said that Lincoln destroyed the bridge that they traveled on. His officers disagreed with this and asked him, if we lose from this battle, then how would we able to go back? Lincoln replied, I only think of victory and I do not think of defeat, and destroyed all the bridges that they came on. You too, as well, do not look back on the year that has passed. There is no need to regret and there is no need to feel sorry. Towards the new year, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be able to set the goals of life and run toward these. God told Joshua to hold on to the promise of God. Let us look at verses 5 to 6. It says, No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. God promised three things. Let us look at verse 5. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Firstly, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. Secondly, I will be with you. Thirdly, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Is there a better promise and better assurance of power than a promise of God that He will be with us? Faith is believing in the promise and going forward with confidence. There is nothing to worry about and nothing to fear if God is with us. What is the biggest grace? It is a promise that God is together with us. Rather than where we are going and what we are doing, whether God is with us there is more important. As we are about to begin a new year, there are a lot of issues, not just individuals only but widely in society, nation and also North-South Korea relationship as well. But, there is nothing to fear about. God needs to be with us. It is because where God is with us, there is protection. David said that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Augustine, that is called as the saint in the Middle Ages in Christianity, he went to an unknown area to preach. As he did not know the way well, he followed the guide. But the guide went on to the wrong way and Augustine could not preach that day and went home. But, later he found out that if he went to the right destination that day, he would have been dead. People that disagreed with him were waiting to kill him with all the weapons and knives. God caused the guide to lose the way and made him not to travel there. Like this, we need to believe that God specifically leads the ways of people. God being with us all the time is important. In the new year, whatever you do, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be with God. Also, more than anything else, be strong and courageous. Verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them." As God was showing the dreams, He told people to be strong and courageous. Heart is important. If the heart fails, then everything else fails. If heart leaves, then a person leaves at some point too. It is because the heart is stumbling, then everything stumbles as well. Actually, the heart of Joshua would have been so fearful, nervous and helpless. He would not have been confident at all. Moses died and he had a reputation of being a great leader and people said that there would not be a great leader again like him. He had an extremely strong leadership skill. If Joshua thought about leading people that are prone to complain and grudge easily, he would have lost the confidence. God already knew this kind of heart of Joshua and as in verse 6, 7 and 9, repeatedly, told him to be strong and courageous, God is with you. God encouraged him to have confidence. Confidence is important like this. I saw an article written by a psychologist. It has been said that when people lose confidence, there are three kinds of reactions. First of all, people feel a sense of inferiority even more. The less confident people are, they feel more sense of inferiority. A sense of inferiority causes someone to rate oneself way significantly less than others, and belittle. Also it causes confidence to be lost and abuses oneself. Also, it causes people to think that they are victims. Rather than seeing things with positive eyes, they see things negatively. Even when listening to the same sermon, people that are positive, get healed. But people that are negative say that they have been scarred. People that are negative often view others with misconception. When they hear something, rather than trying to understand the situation, they misinterpret things. These people always regard that they are victims of the situations and they have a lot of anger and scars in them. Also, they tend to compare themselves to others more. In front of people that are less successful than themselves, poorer people, people in lower positions than themselves, they have a sense of superiority. But, in front of people that have studied more than them, people in higher positions, they get nervous, feel belittled and they act in a mean way. These psychological symptoms, I heard, come from the absence of self-confidence. That is right. The sense of inferiority, feeling like a victim and comparing themselves to others, these leave scars in the heart and Satan gets in the heart like this and causes us to stumble. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you will tune your ears to the voice of God and restore the confidence. I will be with you. Be strong and courageous. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will also hear the voice of God saying the same thing as God told Joshua. In the world, there is no one that is better than you or worse than you. Among the 700 million people, there would be people that are similar but there is no one that is exactly the same. Have a look at the person, not the circumstances, and do not compare. In the vertical relationship with God, in front of God, confess that you are all precious people to God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will soar and run towards the vision with boldness and confidence as we approach the new year. Right now, then, what is the role of Joshua? Verses 7 to 8 say like this: Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Let us read verse 7. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. It says, do not be shaken. It says that we need to trust on the promise of God and go forward. Like the cow that was going to Beth Shemesh, we should not be shaken. When the mother cow was leaving the baby calf that needed milking, even though the baby calf was crying, and on the way there was a green grass which was tempting, but the cow that was going to the Beth Shemesh did not get shaken. Till the end, she was not shaken. This is the way of faith that we travel on. Even though the obstacles come up unexpectedly, we should not be shaken to the left or the right, and if we fix our eyes on God only, then God will take care of us. Also, we need to cling on to the Word of God. Let us read verse 8. It says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. The real faith is living the life, holding on to the Word of God. When we pray, we need to pray, holding on to the Word of God. When we worship God, in worship service as well, we need to trust on the Word of God and do that. God works according to the Word of God. So, in Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Verse 8 says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Meditate on it day and night. God tells us to hold on to the Word of God as we live. The Word of God is life. The Word of God is our standard. The Word of God is the light. With the Word, God created the universe. It is a blessing to remember and meditate on the Word of God always. On the first day of the new year, we begin the new year by reading the Bible together, with our fellow Christians, with our children together. Through the Word of God, we gain wisdom, we set our goals for the new year, and as we get spiritually touched as we start this new year, we would be able to be led by God in an amazing way. I hope many will join us. If we cling on to the Word of God, your way will be straight. You will be prosperous and successful. This is a promise of God. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the way you travel in the new year will not have any obstacle and you will prosperous. Without anything that blocks your way, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be successful. My dear family in Christ, as God passed on the baton to Joshua, he asked for Joshua's continuously. Faith always requires us to challenge ourselves and us to be adventurous. Always, we have visions, but God allows these to happen. As we look at the vision of Canaan that showed to Joshua, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that we will soar and run this coming new year. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.